Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. We've had some charges on our credit card that something we didn't authorize. My wife did authorize a shipping and handling for one for a product, but you guys have a couple larger charges for just the last couple of days, May 30th. What's the name?
March
30th.
Okay, yes, sir. And to better assist you, can I have the zip code that you're calling about?
23228.
Your first and last name?
Well, I don't know if she did it under her name or my name. I think she probably did it under her name. Magera. Magera.
Can you verify that shipping address for me?
4916 Tanfield Drive in Ryko, Virginia. 23228.
Okay. I do have this account pulled up. Just hold on for me one moment while I look over it for you.
Yeah, what is it supposed to be about?
Yes, sir. It's like you ordered a smart bracelet. I'll give you more details in just a moment.
But she didn't have to pay for that. That was all she had to pay for was shipping.
Sir, I'll be right back with you in one moment, sir.
Okay. Hello?
Okay, yes, sir. So it looks like back on March the 15th, you paid $497.97 for this product. However, you only paid for the shipping and handling of that product. That is a $69.87 product, and you're out of your 14-day trial, so that's why you have been charged that amount.
No, I want both those charges removed. She said that shipping was only supposed to be a few dollars, not $69 and $49. I want those removed right now. I've just talked to the credit card company. I'll have them come after you if I need to. You remove these charges.
Okay, yes, sir.
No. The ones from back in March 15th is okay, but the ones from the last 2 days, March 30th, there's one on there from you guys for $69.87 and one for $49.87. I want those removed now. I'm going to call the credit card company and tell them, too. You better give me a cancellation number right now.
I better.
I expect your company to do what's right. We didn't get anything, and I didn't order anything, so it better be removed. I'm not saying you. I'm saying your company.
Oh, okay. Just hold on for me one moment. Thank you for holding that line for me. However, your account was not charged.
Well, he said, I just talked to the guy. They sent me a text, and then I just talked to the guy, and he said yesterday there's a charge on there from you guys. It doesn't even show up on my thing online, but it says, anyway, he said from the 30th, let's see if I can pull this text so I can tell you what I'm talking about. I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with the situation, ma'am. I'm sorry. I don't like people trying to rip me off.
I mean, yes, sir, I do understand that. But however, the charge was declined by the bank, sir. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So I'm just going to tell him, yeah, there's two of them. So do you give me a cancellation number on those to make sure you don't try to get that money? I'm going to call them back and tell them I've talked to you.
C as in Charlie, 04178. F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, 287.
Okay, may I repeat that back to you, ma'am?
Yes, sir, you may.
Okay, you said C like in Charlie, 04178.
Yes,
F, like in Frank, C like in Charlie, 287.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
So that's going to remove both those charges, the 69 and the 49.
You haven't been charged anything, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
You're
happy
welcome.
Easter.
Thank you. Signed to you, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, bye.